This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize them to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Very, very happy to say, of course, Peggy Hall was with us yesterday and all kinds of things happening there, right? We also have her information up on the radio website right now, agenda21radio.news. I know a lot of people have been asking about that. All around the nation, we're getting a request, so that's a good thing. Anyway, as you know, Peggy is with the New California State Movement, and she's carrying that mantra around with her, and we really do appreciate that. Okay, so it is sort of a frantic Friday, and Portland is erupting, and we've got all kinds of things happening. There's still the fallout from Brad Pascal, they say being demoted, being in the gunner's seat. You know, it's kind of an interesting situation, but I think it's a really pretty much to do about nothing. Got a long ways to go. We're going to also get the Rasmussen. I'm kind of anxious to see what goes on with the Rasmussen report today. And I'm not, getting into the polling thing yet because I think it's way too soon. And we know that the polling data that's coming in from – it's just exactly – listen, when you are losing, continue to lose. That's exactly what I'm telling the Democrats right now because, you're using the same polling people that you used in 2016. How'd that work out for you? Yeah, I mean, they were saying, oh, Clinton's going to pound Trump, blah, 20 points ahead. Right. a guy who's been in his basement, who babbles a lot, is very forgetful in his speeches and stuff. That's your candidate. I mean, the guy is he's a wreck. He's just a total. And of course, that's your candidate, right? You're trying to put him up as a complete bumbling idiot, and he's 20 points ahead of Trump. Come on, like we believe that? Like we believe the last polls you had about Hillary Clinton? Remember, how many people do you think is going to show up to any of his speeches? Probably none, because the basement is very small. Right. We're going to see he's going to do the same thing that Gavin Newsom does, which is basically do nothing. He's going to start having press conferences in which he has a minder, and he's going to, again, we're going to see the naked emperor, the emperor with no clothes. That's what we call Gavin Newsom out here. Right. You're bloody well right. Anyway, so I'm just telling you, the Rasmussen poll is a pretty steady poll about everything, and it was very successful in the last three or four election cycles for Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, the USC poll. Well, you haven't got the USC poll lately. I don't know if they've been polling that. The USC poll takes about 3,000 or 4,000 people and uses only those people for the duration of the polling cycle. And that's very, very telling. That is very, very telling. It's very, very accurate, I might add. And Rasmussen, they've got their techniques really down to a science. And by the way, they're I know MSNBC has come late to this turf, but they are the only polling organization that does the presidential daily polls. And this has been one that they've been doing for a long time. And Gallup was the only other one that was a major that was doing. Now you have MSNBC, like I said, trying to jump on board, but it's so heavily weighted towards the Democrats. See, this is the thing. You can't believe anything you have in the mainstream media. So it brings me to masks again. let's see. There's some interesting parallels that are now going along with the masking situation. People being thrown out of businesses and stuff like that. Now you have the Gestapo, or the businesses, the business owners and so on, the employees of these big box businesses and so on, they are now the police, the Gestapo. Yeah. It's just like, back in the day in Germany, if you were a Jew, you were denied service, right? So if you're an unmasker, you're denied service. Same thing. All those people like myself who don't wear a mask, because it's, number one, it's medically not advised for me. But number two, it's because my God-given right not to wear a mask. And number three, you have a dictator who's telling you lies over lies over lies. And he's not to be believed. That's my right to say no to that. But, I can't go into a store now because, I don't have a mask. Because I'm exercising my First Amendment right not to wear a mask. And it's dangerous for me. Wearing masks are dangerous. You don't wear masks just to wear masks. That's just a simple fact. So anyway, people are now being thrown out. And of course, it's just the first reminder that this is just like Nazi Germany, isn't it? Shocking. The parallels are strong. Yeah, so I guess what they're going to do is... Next, first they come for the unmaskers. Yeah, that's how it is. And then they come for the maskers. Right. So they're culling, they're thinning their herd in California, right? Right, well, there's a plan, and I don't think it's going to be too long that Newsom can withstand and bear up to it. I guess he's having some bad days, bad hair days for him. The gel's not sticking. I think he does the gel test. He takes the gel takes the goop out, right? And he just flicks it in the mirror. And if it sticks on the mirror and doesn't slide down, he knows he's not going to have a very good day because it sticks. When it starts to slide down and be slimy, could be a bad gel day for him. Just saying. But he's obviously he's a hater. People like me that want to live free and follow the Constitution, we're just reprobates, and we don't deserve to live, right? That's really what this comes down to. It really does come down to that. And a lot of people don't understand that. Yeah, this is the first march towards totalitarianism. I mean, in a big way. It's not even small. You know, the lies that's been perpetrated about the COVID. And now we're all finding out about the COVID being a false, it's especially now with the death rates and, you know, falling. And the hysteria that's been going on by importing people that are sick from foreign countries into our country for medical purposes for the COVID virus. Because you see, it's a money grab. These people get money for it. And it's very interesting that when you take a look at the COVID and you take a look at how Newsom has administered this, you know, he says, oh, yeah, nail salons and card rooms and stores and big box and restaurants and all that. But yet he's not closed down the casinos. And by law, he has to. By law, the casinos have to be just as impartial as and anything that applies from a health standpoint to the normal public out here in California has to apply to them. So he's not applying the law, or his edicts anyway, equally. And of course, the card rooms are closed. They close them because, you see, card rooms and gaming, because they're at odds with one another. You know, this is the thing that people don't understand. They are absolutely at odds with one another. And, card rooms have to be closed because, you see, they don't donate a lot of money to the DNC. But if you want to money launder money to the DMC, you go to the casinos. You see, the second, some say even say it's the first largest donor to the DNC are the Indian casinos. And they're open.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
a little bit of Slam Dunk for you. That's the name of that song, by the way. That, it comes from a cartoon series about basketball in China or Japan. Basketball. American. Was it Naismith? Yeah. Naismith. Yeah, that's what it is. Basketball. Anybody wants to know about basketball? Yeah. Well, you know, the NBA likes basketball. They really like basketball in China. That's why they hate Donald Trump. So does Nike. They enjoy their slave labor over there in China and other places. It's hate. It's really bothersome to know that all these people, these big businesses, use slave labor. But you've got to remember, you know, they're Democrats too. You find out these big corporates, you know, they love the use of slave labor. People getting paid pennies on the dollar, you know. And of course, the interesting thing Chris Treat tells us, and other people that we talk to that are economists and so on, because they're concerned about business and they look into what's going on in China with American corporations, and they watch the labor thing going on there, and they see the slave labor that's happening, and they know about it. People really getting paid pennies on the dollar, right? Yeah. So California Governor Gavin Newsom silent on tribal casinos staying open during coronavirus. This is an article. Where'd this come from? Oh, it's a Pechanga something or other. Yeah. Okay, we got to change this. We have the story up, but we have a couple of errors here I'm going to change. This is the title of it. It's The Big Pechanga or something like that. I'm sorry, I'm just ripping this one up here. I know people are going to say, hey, that's us you're talking about. Anyway, it says, don't go to a nail salon. Don't get your hair cut. Card rooms must close. Okay to casinos on tribal land with 1,000 strangers. Way to protect our health, Newsom. Thunder Valley Casino has been under fire in recent days from both current and former workers who say the resort is not doing enough to keep employees and guests safe after reopening in June amid the coronavirus pandemic. Have you ever been to these casinos? Or just, you know, listen, I understand why people go to casinos. I like them. I'm not a junkie for them. I don't go and gamble, you know. I don't do any of that stuff. But, you know, I like them. I do. But, you know, what are they there for? That's the big question. You know, they're there for a reason, folks. They're there to make money, right? They're also there to launder money, a lot of people say. That's the accusation that people make. But we do know one thing, that one of the largest donors to the DNC are, guess who? California casinos. So they're open. Daily, tens of thousands of people get bussed around from like Los Angeles to some of the outer, I won't say which casinos, but tens of thousands of people are doing this every single day. Some casino has 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 employees working there every day who service as many as 10,000 to 20,000 people a day. And they're wide open, restaurants, bars, but everything else is closed. This article says a number of employees who spoke to ABC 10, it's got a link, so I'm going to see if the link is viable. Yeah, here we go. This is a California Gaming Association. What's the date on this? Please, give me the date. Got to have this. Oh, it's yesterday. No, it's updated the 14th. Today's the 17th. A little late to that. We are calling this out, by the way. Now we're getting all the story pieces from this. So this is how it goes. It says, California Gaming Association urges Governor Newsom to order all casinos, including on tribal land, to close temporarily. We believe you have the authority to order, and they do. Again, when you become a casino, you have to abide by the state laws, especially when it comes to health or anything like that. But, you know, these aren't laws, by the way, right? So, therefore, they don't have to. I'm serious. I am dead serious. The casinos have it right. They're not closing. And they don't have to close. Because they got it right. But you got a problem with that? your business is going out of business. You know, we had the guy that was from Vacaville yesterday. The barber who's being served all these different notices. Listen, this is extortion, guys. It's government, local, county, and state government trying to extort money from businesses. They stay open, well, they get fined. We'll write you up for a fine. We're going to call the highway patrol, and we're going to police it. By the way, and no mask for you because you're a Jew. Well, did I say that the right way? Yeah. I mean, you're being associated just like the Jews were associated by the Nazis in Germany. It's the same thing. How does it feel to be in Nazi Germany? They go on and say, we believe you have the authority to order all casino operations, including tribal, to cease operations in the affected counties, eight-letter states. He doesn't have the authority. He doesn't have the authority to order yours down. Your businesses stand down. Yet we have the California Gaming Association urging the governor to do so. Now, we know because we got the reports that several of these casinos have had COVID-positive employees. Sacramento, California, Thunder Valley Casino has been under fire in recent days from both current and former workers who say the resort is not doing enough to keep employees and guests safer after opening in June amid the corona pandemic. A number of employees told ABC News who sought to remain anonymous out of fear of losing their... It says jobs, but let's just change that. For fear of losing their lives. And one other spoke up, quitting her job of 13 years. All of them came to a consensus. The casino should not be open. A little bit of guilt factor going on. The casinos are wide open with tens of thousands. Listen, they line up and block traffic to get into these casinos. Yep, everybody else is closed. You want to have a drink? You want to go out and have a great meal? These places have great restaurants. I'm telling you. They have great restaurants. And, you know, they're wide open. But again, your business is not providing money for the DNC, so, hey, you got to be closed because you're, like, you know, a Jew. You got to be closed. I mean a Jew in the sense of how the Nazis viewed Jews, right? Yeah, this just kind of really bakes me off a little bit when I think, where's that term coming from? It really does. You know, we have to go back to this to get you people to wake up with the mass. You're out here running around with, it's the same kind of fear of Jews is the point, that they wanted to instill in all Germans in Adolf Hitler's day. Because, you know, these people are trying to shame other people who don't have masks on. And then if they try and go into their stores or businesses, they tell them to leave. The reason why they're telling them to leave is because these business owners are being threatened with money extortion. That's why. Get the racket. We're going to extort the legitimate businesses, and we're going to allow the casino, which is a legitimate business, don't get me wrong, but because the casinos launder money for us, they provide money for the DNC, it's okay for them to be open. It's okay for their employees to be COVID positive. If you're COVID positive and you want to be bussed in from Los Angeles to any of the casinos inland, no problem. We'll just put you on that bus. And you know what? There's no social distancing on the bus. There's no mask requirement on the bus. Because you're not a Jew. You're special. You're helping out the DNC. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, is MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Getting from many of you tonight is, can you explain why Thunder Valley and other casinos are allowed to stay open? I know they are on sovereign land, but does that law supersede public health? Tonight, I talked to the California Gaming Association president, as well as several employees at Thunder Valley, about their experience so far while the casino reopened early June.
I don't think we should be open at this time. I think we should be sitting back waiting, especially when the numbers are actually increasing again.
This casino employee raised concerns before Placer County was ordered to close indoor operations for card rooms. And now others are asking the governor to consider taking action.
So, you know, our position is, listen, if we're all in this together, we're all in this together.
Kyle Kirkland is the president of the California Gaming Association, which represents card rooms, but not tribal casinos. After 19 counties were ordered to roll back reopenings, the association wrote a letter to Governor Newsom to urge all casinos to close, including those on tribal land.
If there are genuine risks to the health and safety of the public, which I believe there is, and I think we've all bought into, the idea is, hey, listen, don't, you know, use your authority to make it happen.
In the letter, they point out a part of the tribal compact that states the tribe shall not conduct Class 3 gaming in a manner that endangers the public health, safety, or welfare.
This is a contract, right? This is an agreement between the state and the tribes to offer gaming within our state, right? So the deal is you need to adhere to the contract. And if the governor feels like there's a real health and safety risk, you know, we need to pull this back. My read of it is that he can do it.
But the question is, does the state have control over casinos on tribal or sovereign land? It's complicated. Here's what Newsom said the last time he talked about casinos on tribal land.
Tribal sovereign nations. We are working very collaboratively, as we did with the original stay-at-home order and working with the guidelines that we put forth.
Still, as reopenings roll back and cases continue to rise, Kirkland hopes the governor will step in.
If bringing people together to socially interact indoors is a real risk to the health and safety of the public, come on. We all need to be in this together.
We've reached out to the governor's office to see where they are at with responding to the Gaming Association's letter. We did not hear back. We also reached out to the major casinos in our area to see if they have plans to close or plans to stay open. We also did not hear back.
Shocking. Shocking. We got to launder that money.
If you have questions for us, let us know. You can text them to us at 916-321-3310.
Okay. Well, there you have it. See, it's a contract that they have to follow. And they have to abide by those laws, and they're not. And why, you know, why should they? Right? Why should they? I mean, the DNC needs the money. So let's get this right. You have hundreds of thousands of people on a daily basis going to these casinos in California, and they're not closed. Yet you can't go down and get a haircut. Yet you can't, if you're unmasked, then you can't go into a restaurant. You can't go into a store. You can't go into some of your auto zones and things like that. Well, I shouldn't be calling out the companies, but you can't. You know, even if you're at a truck stop, you can't get in now. 7-Elevens are next, I guess. And of course, the big boxes. Oh no, they actually act like the Gestapo. Of course they are, because they're empowered. Were they deputized? Do they have a law that they can tell you about? No, they don't. Because they're just being told to do it by a dictator, and the dictator says to do this, and they're going to do this. They're not going to do that, which is to protect your rights. No, because you got no stinking rights in California. We're run by a dictatorship. Over a farce now, it's becoming not just the hoax of the COVID virus, it's becoming the farce. And he's looking more like a farcical than anything else. Now, we know he doesn't wear clothes, because those are all gone from him. But nonetheless, you get my drift. Yeah, you've got to stop the dictatorship, folks. And the only way you're going to do it is by taking your mask off and going into those businesses and demanding service. And if not, well, call the sheriff and ask him why. You demand it. Tell them that they're committing a fraud by telling you can't go in and do business there. That they're enforcing the law fraudulently. Because there's one, there's no law to enforce. And two, they're committing a fraud on you. Those are felonies. Maybe that's probably what we're going to have to see happen with these folks, right? We got another little employee thing here.
And Tuesday on Late News Tonight, we heard from three Thunder Valley casino employees.
Let's see what
with
they
a combined
say.
24 years of experience saying they don't feel safe at work. At ABC 10, we stand for you. After the story aired on Tuesday, three more employees reached out with similar concerns. Two of them resigned from their positions just this week. One after 13 years with the casino, the other a longtime employee, telling me they don't feel safe. Plus, we learned someone filed an OSHA complaint against the casino earlier this month. Tonight, Thunder Valley Casino is responding to that and the employee concerns.
There is a lack of safety concerns for the guests, employees, and myself.
Michelle Olson worked at Thunder Valley Casino Resort for 13 years until this week.
After speaking to my doctor and the health conditions that I have, I decided to make a decision that my health is more important and my family's more important. I really don't want to catch this.
She resigned from her position because she believes Thunder Valley has not done enough to protect her and other employees from possibly contracting the coronavirus.
There's no plexiglass or dividers to protect any of the employees have prolonged face-to-face interaction with the guest.
She says employees aren't allowed to wear face shields, social distancing is not being enforced, and some guests are choosing not to wear masks once inside.
And ABC 10 learned that someone filed an OSHA complaint against the casino earlier this month.
In its letter asking Thunder Valley to respond by July 9th, OSHA described the complaint as adequate PPE not being provided when dealers interact with the general public. Thunder Valley responded to OSHA with this letter detailing their safety protocols. It includes the casino's health and safety plan for dealers. After observing 80 dealers and 10 floor supervisors over multiple days, the response says, all dealers and table games personnel that I observed were following all aspects of the TVCR health and safety plan. Thunder Valley also forwarded us this final reply from OSHA saying, your response was satisfactory and the complaint is closed. But current and former employees tell me some policies are concerning.
We're not allowed to wear gloves at the table. We're not allowed to use hand sanitizer anymore at the table. So it makes me very nervous.
In our story Tuesday, we told you about a staff memo that read, dealers, please do not put hand sanitizer on your own hands at the table. It is fading the cards and making them sticky. Thunder Valley spokesperson Doug Elmitz told me bottles of hand sanitizer are on each of the table games. Dealers are encouraged to sanitize their hands prior to dealing, but are asked to let the sanitizer dry prior to dealing the cards to prevent the cards from sticking together and causing an issue with the shuffle machines.
I don't necessarily think they happened too early, but I do think they did not think it through.
And the casino points out, and as ABC 10 has reported, Thunder Valley gave its employees full pay, benefits, and tips while the casino was closed from late March through early June.
Well, shocking. Shocking. So you have smoking going on. You have drinking going on. Close contact, no mask. That's what's going on. And, you know, that's okay. If you own a business in California that's not a gaming casino, you have to be closed. And then you get fines if you're open. You got to pay the extortion, right? Yeah, this is the criminal behavior of California on full display. And the hypocrisy on full display. You got to remember that Placer is one of the home counties. It's not just Placer, it's Orange County. It's, you know, Southern California in general, Riverside County, San Bernardino, San Diego. All the casinos and all this, you know. And listen, I'm not knocking on the casinos. Listen, the casinos are defying the order. Yet they're not being chased by the governor, is it? Are they? No, he excluded them and in hopes of masking it. He's saying the card rooms need to be closed. See, the casinos and card rooms are in competition. The card rooms don't pay the DNC like the casinos do, though. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-1999. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Man, where does the time go? It's a timing factor. I want to thank the original Pachanga for that story and ABC 10. In Sacramento. Yep, all of them came to a consensus that casinos should not be open. Wow. Okay, well, you know, they're minding themselves, which is a good thing, don't you think? I think it's a great thing. I think it's absolutely a great thing what they're doing there. Exposing Governor Gavin Newsom. Boy, Peggy Hall did just that yesterday. Boy, what an interview that was. Third hour. I call her Miss New California now. Anyway, yeah, very flattered to have her on board with New California, big time. Absolutely big. She'll be at the convention on the 11th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of September. We're rolling that out. Tickets will be available Monday. And, you know, Charlie Kirk, come on. And you there's other people I can't tell you about. We're, you know, because we've got to do the contract business and all that. But, man, Peggy Hall is really dynamic and really, really happy to have her on board, of course, with what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, all aspects of her programs. More on that later. More on that later. But, you know, we actually do have things happening. The DHS accuses Portland officials of enabling mob and post timeline of damage by violent anarchists. Shocking. See, this is now the shaming that's going to start happening with all these with all these morons out there. This is going to be kind of interesting. Portland mayor rejects federal help with protests. Acting Homeland Security Chad Wolf on Thursday accused Portland politicians of enabling the mob of protesters who have besieged the city for more than 6 weeks and posted a lengthy timeline of the damage caused by violent anarchists. Hey, this is what's been going on, and you haven't been doing squat about it, Portland. I mean, this timeline's just destroyed everything that's going on there. So the city of Portland has been under siege for 47 straight days by a violent mob while local political leaders refuse to restore order to protect their city, Wolf said in a statement. Each night, lawless anarchists destroy and desecrate property, including the federal courthouse, and attack the brave law enforcement officers protecting it. Now, Portland is PO'd at the federal government for protecting the federal court because they come out there with federal officers, and they behave differently than their local police people. they're going to be like really aggressive. They're not going to let people damage it. So they're angry. They're angry at the federal officers. Yeah, that's how sick and twisted. They want lawlessness. This is the whole idea. This is part of their plan, is to get the United States into lawlessness. Portland protesters created an autonomous zone by pitching tents. There you go. Rebuilding barricades removed by police. The city descended into chaos in the wake of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. While demonstrations took place in other cities and eventually fizzled out, in Portland they have gone on for more than 6 weeks, bringing violence and destruction to property. Local businesses have reported $23 million in losses due to looting and rioting that have gripped its downtown area, and rioters were seen lighting mattresses on fire and setting off fireworks in the streets. Protesters have also set up tents in the park near the federal courthouse and have barricaded the streets to create their own autonomous zone, likened that to, of course, the Chaz Chop business, right? Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security deployed more than half a dozen law enforcement agencies and departments with officers from the U.S. Marshals and Federal Protective Services and U.S. Customs and Border Protection rotating protection services throughout the city in a bid to quell the violence and protect federal property, a move opposed by local politicians. There it is. On Thursday, Wolf released a timeline. Let's see the timeline. Where is that timeline? Okay, they got the timeline in the article. So this, it's a timeline. Shocking. This is destructive for them. so they start the timeline on the 29th of May. This is how it goes. Violent anarchists broke a front window at the Hartfield Courthouse. Violent anarchists graffitied the Hartfield Courthouse. Overall, the cost of damages on federal property done by the violent mob in the first night was estimated about $5,000. They go on, this is now May 30th, violent anarchists graffitied the BPA building. They go on and on and on, the Terry Shrunk Plaza, 9/11 Federal Building, Pioneer Courthouse, Gus Salmon Courthouse. They don't give an estimation. On the first, on the second, on the third, violent anarchists graffitied the U.S. Customs House. On the sixth, violent anarchists destroyed fencing surrounding the federal building. On the 7th, violent anarchists damaged and breached the fence around the Hartfield Courthouse. On the 8th, we're June 10th, and June 11th, and June 12th. Nothing happened on the 12th, it says. There must be a typo, but they got the 13th, plenty of stuff. The 17th, then the 20th, the 6th, the 25th. They must have been taking some days off there, resting their loins. The 30th, on the 1st, on the 2nd, on the 3rd, on the 4th. Oh, yeah, big day on the 4th. Multiple individuals were seen carrying rifles, including the driver of a vehicle who attempted to strike a Portland Police Bureau officer with his car in front of the Hatfield Courthouse. Hey, you know, no mob scene there. It goes on and on and on and on. On the 11th, DHS law enforcement officers supported local police. And, you know, the leaders don't want the local police to do anything. And that's why they're mad at the federal people, because they're doing something. Thank goodness for Trump, right?
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 with use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One, zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Anyway, we're starting to look for the Rasmussen report, the presidential tracking poll is up, right? I guess, I don't know, I'm going to check it out here. We're going to check for it. Let's check it out. This is a daily tracking poll. And what is the number? Uh-oh, 45%. Friday shows that 45% of likely U.S. voters approve, so he's down by 2 yesterday. But where else is he? Let's see here. Is that the same as Obama? Let's see where the Obama was. Obama. It's amazing the trending going on here. You know, on this day in 2012, Obama was at 46%. And I think if I can squeeze this one over here, the same day yesterday, Trump was at 47. Well, you know, really? Oh, 48% on... What was it, Wednesday? 47%. Obama was 48 and 47%. It's uncanny. I'm telling you, it's just uncanny. Because, you know, this whole range thing we got going on here, the low is Obama at one of his peaks down here was 41%, and the high for Trump, the range goes to 53%. Obama never got to 53% in his presidency in the first 4 years anyway. But it's just uncanny. It really is. It's almost virtually the same kind of chart. But anyway, that's just me. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You can listen to yesterday's podcast of Peggy Hall. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.